Let's now look at sign number 7. There will be a continual search for peace in Israel. As we have observed, the Bible says that Israel will not only exist at the time of the end, it will be back in its ancient homeland, controlling Jerusalem, as well as being in the spotlight of the world. Which brings us to our next sign, one of the main reasons as to why Israel is consistently in the headlines of the world. It is the search for peace for this country, as well as for the entire region. We can summarize what has taken place as follows. All right, back to 1948 and the War of Independence. Interestingly, the Declaration of Independence by the nation Israel was not the result of winning a war, but instead it was the cause of a war. Indeed, a few hours after the declaration was made, the newly founded state of Israel was attacked by the countries of Egypt, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. However, the attempt to destroy this newborn nation did not succeed. Now, the 1949 armistice we look at next. Now, this drew some temporary borders until agreements could be made between Israel and its neighbors about the exact extent of the country. Yet, to this very day, there has been no agreement with respect to the precise borders of Israel. We move now to 1967. When Jerusalem was reunited in 1967 after the Six-Day War, the world was seemingly unanimous in its condemnation. East Jerusalem became occupied territory, and the Jewish people were now occupiers, never mind that they only gained the land as they were about to be attacked from all sides. This constant search for peace, since Israel has become a modern state, was assumed by Scripture long ago. In fact, it is one of the signs that we are in the last days. We can explain it in this manner. Let's go to Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27 for the confirmation of a peace covenant. In the book of Daniel, we read the following prediction of a coming world ruler who will make a covenant with the Jewish people at the time of the end. Here's what's stated. He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7. In the middle of the 7, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. And at the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. It's Daniel 9:27. This passage is crucial to understand the timing of the last days. It speaks of a ruler who will come on the scene of history at the time of the end. This personage is known as the Beast or the Final Antichrist. He will confirm a covenant with the Jewish people for a 7-year period. In fact, this event will start the prophetic clock ticking, leading up to the culmination of this great tribulation period and the return of Jesus Christ at the end. It will only last 7 years. Now, we also find that this covenant is with Daniel's people, the nation Israel. The one who made this agreement is called the ruler or prince who will come in the previous verse, Daniel 9:26. And it says this, after 62 sevens, an anointed one shall be cut off and shall have nothing, and the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. In other words, a yet future ruler, this coming prince, will have the authority to make this agreement with Israel. The covenant this ruler will evidently make is some type of peace agreement. In other words, he will supposedly guarantee Israel's safety in the land. This is consistent with what we've already seen. Israel will be back in her ancient homeland, but will basically have the entire world against her. Therefore, Israel will need, and indeed welcome, the peacemaking of this future leader. In offering this covenant, this ruler will pose as a prince of peace, and Israel will accept his authority. But then in the middle of that 7, that is after 3.5 years, he will break the covenant. This will bring the Jewish people into a period known as the time of Jacob's trouble, or the great tribulation. Although the people of Israel will assume that this covenant will guarantee their safety, the Bible actually calls such agreements as a covenant with death. We read about such an agreement in the writings of Isaiah. This is in Isaiah 28:18. It says this, Then your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol shall not stand. Isaiah 28:18. While this particular passage was speaking of a past agreement that the people of Israel had made with their enemies, the principle is certainly the same here. Having rejected Jesus as their Messiah, they turn to a man who is the essence of evil, the Antichrist, and make an agreement with him. The Apostle Paul had the following things to say about this quote-unquote peace treaty that will characterize the world in the last times. He says this, "Now, brothers and sisters, about the times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that that day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When people are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape." That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. This passage indicates that this period of tribulation will suddenly come upon them when they believe everything is well. In other words, when they're at peace and feeling secure. Now, this is consistent with what we read in the book of Ezekiel. That is, the people are dwelling in peace at that time. Ezekiel 38:8 says, "After many days you will be called to arms. In future years you will invade a land that has recovered from war, whose people were gathered from many nations to the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They had been brought out from the nations, and now all of them live in safety." Ezekiel 38:8. When the nation of Israel thinks they will be at peace after making this agreement with this final Antichrist, they will discover that they have made a covenant or an agreement with death and hell. Now, what's the importance of this sign? Well, it really can't be overestimated. Indeed, it is this agreement, this peace treaty, that starts the 7-year prophetic clock ticking. It will terminate with the return of Jesus Christ to the earth. For all this to happen, there must be a dire need for peace in the region, and this is precisely what we have seen since the modern state of Israel was reborn in the year 1948. The continual lack of a lasting peace will eventually cause this treaty to be made. Furthermore, it will give Israel this false hope that they finally have achieved peace with their neighbors. Instead, this treaty will start the countdown of the Great Tribulation period, culminating in the return of Jesus Christ to the earth. Consequently, this sign, the continual search for peace, is of the utmost importance. Now, the Bible makes it clear, Israel will only have peace when the Lord returns. They will never be at peace in the last days. However, the Lord does predict a time when Israel will indeed be at peace with its neighbors. This is from the book of Isaiah. It says this, "This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established at the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, 'Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his paths.' The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore." That's Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. However, as we have seen, before this time arrives, the nation will go through its darkest period in history. Sadly, they will enter this period of great distress when they think they have finally achieved a lasting peace. To sum up, any human-made peace for Israel will only be momentarily at best. Indeed, only the Lord himself will be able to give the people of this nation the peace that they have longed for. So, to sum up sign number 7, what are the odds, do you think, that some 2,000 years ago, after the last book of the Bible was written, the Jews, the central people in Scripture, would still exist? Furthermore, the Bible says they will return to their ancient homeland after a second exile, recapture Jerusalem, and then remain in the world's spotlight. Because of all of this, there is a constant drumbeat for some sort of peace agreement that would settle the borders and also divide Jerusalem between the Israelis and the Palestinians. We know from Scripture that eventually some sort of peace treaty will be made. However, the Bible calls such an agreement a treaty with death. This peace treaty will be one of the keys to the events of the last days. In fact, it is this agreement that will start the prophetic clock ticking. Once signed, the world has only 7 more years until the Lord returns. Before his return, there will be a time of trouble, such as the world has never before seen. Hence, with the continual conflicts taking place in Israel, the stage is being set for this false peace to be a reality. Therefore, this particular sign of the end, like the others we have considered, is of the utmost importance. Next, we are going to look at the most important sign for the future fulfillment of Scripture, and that is the events surrounding the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, as well as the desire to build a third temple upon it.